And if my title, if I had a title to this message, it would be Come Alive by the Wind of God. So today I want to talk to you about wind and how we need it. So you guys already know, we've been in a dynamic series called Summer Elements, where we've explored how God reveals his nature through the natural elements. We've talked about fire, we've talked about the water, we've talked about the earth, but today we're talking about the wind. See, wind in the Bible usually represents the Holy Spirit. He's invisible, but undeniable. Wind carries change. It brings refreshing. It sets things in motion. It can transform a dry and stagnant atmosphere into something that's alive in seconds. So today our main text is going to be in Ezekiel 37. So if you got your Bibles this morning, go to Ezekiel 37. We're going to be looking at verses 1 through 14. And it says this. This is the valley of dry bones. The Lord took hold of me, and I was carried away by the Spirit of the Lord to a valley filled with bones. He led me all around among the bones that cover the valley floor. They were scattered everywhere across the ground and were completely dried out. And then he asked me, Son of man, can these bones become alive again? O sovereign Lord, I replied, only you alone know the answer to that. And then he said to me, speak a prophetic message. Look at somebody and say, speak. Speak a prophetic message to these bones and say, dry bones, listen to the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says. Look, I am going to breathe into you and make you alive again. I will put flesh and muscle and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and you will come alive. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I spoke this message just as he told me. Suddenly, as I spoke, there was a rattling noise across the valley. The bones of each body came together and attached themselves as complete skeletons. Then as I watched, muscle and flesh form over the bones. The skin formed over the bodies, but they had no breath in them. And then he said to me, speak a prophetic message to the wind, son of man. Speak a prophetic message, and this is what the sovereign Lord says. Come, O breath from the four winds, breathe into these dead bodies so that they may live again. So I spoke the message as he commanded me, and breath came into the bodies. They all came alive and stood on their feet like a great army. And then he said to me, son of man, these bones represent the people of Israel. They are saying, we have become dry, dead bones. Hope is gone. Our nation is finished. Therefore, prophesy to them and say, what the sovereign Lord says. O my people, I will open up your graves of exile and cause you to rise up again. Then I will bring you back to the land of Israel. When this happens, O my people, you will know that I am the Lord, and I will put my spirit in you, and you will live again and return home to your own land. Then you will know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I have done this, and I've done what the Lord said. Yes, the Lord has spoken. See, this vision isn't just about a dry bones and valleys. It's a prophetic picture of what happens when the wind of God moves into a dead place. It's a picture of what happens when the Holy Spirit breathes on you and you start to live again. And so in my message, I have 4 points, so I need you guys to stay with me. 4 points. Point number one is receive the revelation. You see, in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 3, we see Ezekiel, he sees the dry bones, and he sees them for what they are. They're dry, no moisture, dead. But we need to receive the revelation. You see, notice that the Spirit of the Lord in this passage, he took him there. And I like to think that a whirlwind came and just picked him up and dropped him in the valley. The divine wind carried Ezekiel into this valley, this place of death and decay. God didn't bring him to a mountaintop experience, but he brought him to the lowest of the low. See, he brought him where life had been lost. Dry bones speak of dreams deferred, spiritual apathy, hope delayed, faith forgotten. But these bones weren't just dry, they were very dry, meaning no signs of moisture or even movement. And this is where the element of wind starts to speak. Wind moves into the place. It moves you into the place where you're not expected to go, where you wouldn't choose on your own to go. The Spirit is like the wind. And like the Spirit, sometimes he'll blow you and direct you to places you wouldn't go on your own accord. Uncomfortable valleys, but not to leave you there, but to reveal what must be revived, what life needs to grow again. Just like a gentle summer breeze can awaken a still morning, the wind of God comes to wake up reality. Not to discourage, but to prepare us for transformation. See, we need the wind of God to blow into our lives to show us and take us to the places we've forgotten about. See, we need to receive the revelation. Okay, Dylan, how do we do this? We ask God to reveal the areas in our lives that are dry, that have become dead, broken, where we've lost hope, where faith has become a routine. But don't be afraid to take inventory of your own heart and where you stand. Because God doesn't want to show you these dry bones to shame you, but he wants to show you these areas in your walk and in your life or your dreams or your hopes to speak life again. Amen. He wants to breathe into you. See, John 16:3 says this, the Spirit of the Lord comes in truth and he will guide you. See, we need to start declaring to the Spirit of God, Holy Spirit, and say, Lord, blow into us. Blow away this illusion, this false hope. And let me see these dry areas that you intend to breathe life again. Which brings me to point number two. We need to prophesy the word. Look at somebody and say, prophesy today. See, Ezekiel 37:4-6. Ezekiel speaks what God said, not what he sees. Did you hear me? We need to speak what God says, not what we naturally see about the situation. Prophesy to these bones and say to these dry bones, say, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. See, God didn't just tell Ezekiel to analyze the situation, to analyze the valley and analyze the bones. He told him to speak to them. He told them to prophesy, to speak what he didn't see. There's a divine difference between describing the problem. Come on, somebody needs to hear this morning. There's a divine difference between describing the situation and the problem over speaking what God says. We need to prophesy. We need to trust in his word and speak it out. See, the word prophesy means to speak under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. In other words, let the winds of heaven fill your mouth and speak it out. See, speak God's word and release his revival. Release his life. See, we have to align ourselves to the promises of God right here. You have to align yourself with what he says in his word. And then you have to take action and you have to speak it out. See, dry bones respond to a spirit-filled speech. just like winds fill a sail of a sailboat. Prophetic declaration fills the atmosphere, and it gives you direction and momentum of heaven, but you have to open your mouth and speak. We have to start declaring God's promises over every situation. Doesn't matter how it looks. Doesn't matter how you feel. You have to declare the word of God. Speak life, even if you don't feel like it. Even if you don't see a sign of life, speak life. Don't let what you see with your natural eyes cancel what God wants to speak over you through his spirit. Declare his promises and stand on them. For the word will never come back void. His promises will never come back void. See, Proverbs 18:21 says that we have the power to speak life or to speak death. Speak life. See, we need to release the word of God into our dry places and let the wind of truth push back every lie that the enemy tries to trick us with, tries to trap us with, and cancel it. And breathe hope into these bones again. Which brings me to point number three. Man, I feel like I'm flying. Point number three. We need to call for the wind. You hear me this morning? You need to call for the wind to move in your life. See, Ezekiel 37, 9 through 10. Ezekiel invites the Holy Spirit. He calls upon the wind, the four winds, to blow into the bones and to bring life. Because before that, they were just statues. See, we need to invite Holy Spirit to breathe again. It says in Ezekiel 37, 9 through 10, come breath from the four winds and breathe into these bones so that they may live. Now comes the moment of divine ignition in this story, in this prophetic story. Ezekiel calls for breath. Ruach is the Hebrew word for breath. Ruach. He calls for Ruach, the wind, the breath, the spirit of the living God, to come and breathe into these bones again, to bring life. And after these bones were joined together in their flesh, and flesh covered them, they still weren't alive until the wind arrived. Without the wind, these bones were lifeless. Without the wind of God, your faith is lifeless. Without the wind of God, your hopes, your dreams, they could be lifeless. And this reminds me of Acts chapter 2, the day of Pentecost. See, in the day of Pentecost, where a rushing mighty wind filled the upper room, the Holy Spirit didn't come like a gentle impression, but instead like a gale-force wind that filled the early church with power and with movement. The Spirit isn't just gentle or refreshing. He's strong. He's stirring. He brings dead things back to life. See, we need to make room in our prayer life for Holy Spirit. We need to make room and ask God to bring breath back into our marriages, back into our ministry, back into our calling, back into our emotions, to where they're not ruled by the enemy, but instead we take a stand and we stand on this word and what he says and what the promises of God say. And then we have to yield to this fresh wind and not settle for the move of God we had yesterday. But know that he wants to do something fresh and different today. Acts chapter 2, verse 2. Suddenly a sound like a blowing violent wind came from heaven and filled the room. Is God still the same God? Just like he blew into the room of Pentecost. That upper room. He daily wants to blow into your lives because you are the temple of the living God. But we have to let him. And we have to start changing the way that we think and changing the way that we speak and start declaring, oh God, come and breathe in me today. Fill me up again. What I had yesterday is stagnant. I want something fresh today. Give me a revelation. Give me momentum. See, the wind of spirit The wind of the Spirit lifts us out of apathy, and it fills us with life again. But we have to let it in. We have to let it in. So I want you to stay with me real quick. How many of you guys know you can't see wind? Right? You can see the effects of wind, right? Just bear with me. I'm just getting my little prop back here. But see, the wind is constantly blowing. The Spirit of God is constantly blowing. And he wants to fill you up today. See, I got my leaf blower here. You see, we might not be able to see the wind actually coming out of this leaf blower, but we'll see the effects of it. We'll see the effects of it. It's not working. Hold on. Minor adjustments. Nope. Just bear with me here. I swear. It's not working. I give up. All right, that's enough. I'm sorry, cleaning crew. I'm sorry. Listen, I was trying to get him back for pieing me a few months ago, but it didn't work. Keep trying. But this right here, this represents dry bones, lifelessness, things without movement, stagnant. They're just laying there, right? It's dead. It's not moving. But see, the wind of God wants to come and blow into you. In these areas of your life, he wants to blow into you and speak life again. These dreams, these hopes that you had, the calling that he's called you to do, it's not over yet. He wants to blow life back into your situation. You see, when the wind of God starts to blow, it starts to move again. The stagnant, dead bones are no longer dead, but it lives again. Listen, I promise. Better watch it. Cleaning crew, I promise to help you clean this up, okay? But see, even though we can't see the wind actually blowing and moving, we can feel the effects of it. Even though it's invisible, like just like a summer breeze, we see the trees bend and blow and move. God is always blowing, always moving, always speaking life, but we have to acknowledge it and prophesy the word and stand on the word and allow him to speak through us into every situation. See, this is how the Holy Spirit works. Even though he's invisible, he's powerful. He's undeniable, and you might not see him coming, but when he moves, everything shifts. See, the wind demands movement. Did you hear me this morning? It demands movement. It demands movement to what it blows into, which means that you can't be sitting idle. See, I believe that everyone here is a believer in Jesus Christ, which means that you have the wind of God in you. It's time to stop sitting and being idle. But it's time to get momentum and start moving for the kingdom of God. Which brings me to point number 4. Stand in the army. Ezekiel 37, 10 through 14, we see Ezekiel describe what he sees when the bones and the flesh and the muscles get life in their bones. They stand in a great army, ready to fight. They came to life and stood on their feet, a vast army. That's what the word says. See, this is the climax of this prophecy, of this story. What began as bones ends up in a standing, breathing, marching army. When the wind of God enters into a person or a church, the result is not just emotional renewal, it's mobilization. You're not meant to just sit there. But you're meant to stand and to march in the army of God. Can I just say something? this building is awesome, right? That youth barn out there, it's going to be awesome, and I'm excited to be in there. But that's not just the church. These four walls just isn't the church. You're the church. You are meant, even though we need this, we need the community, we need the body, we need to come together and to function as one. You are meant to go outside of these four walls and to touch and to bring heaven revival to the people outside of these walls. That's the momentum. See, Jesus didn't just die for you to come here on Sundays or Wednesday nights and sit on your butt. He paid too high of a price. Even though we need this, and this is part, you need to mobilize. You need to stop letting these dry bones ruin your life, but be prophetic and speak life into these areas, into your faith, into your calling, into your purpose, and step out of these four walls to reach people. See, the Word of God doesn't just revive, it reassigns you. It gives you strength to fight, vision to build, breath to speak. A gentle breeze might restore you, but a storm wind commissions you. You are a product of Pentecost power. You're no longer a statue, but you are a soldier of the living God. You see, once God breathes into you, we need to take a stand. We need to find your assignment in the army of God. Whether it's intercession, service, outreach, evangelism, you are made with a unique purpose for the kingdom of God.